Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Monday, March 11th, 2024. The Philippine Pole Body and a joint venture led by a South Korean firm signed a contract for the automated poll system that will be used in next year's elections. The deal with Miro Systems is worth 17.9 billion pesos. The partnership marks the first time the country will have computerized elections without the participation of Smartmatic International. The Pole Body had disqualified Smartmatic over an alleged bribery scheme involving former elections chief Andy Bautista. Former Senator Francis Pangilinan lodged a cyber libel complaint against a content creator on YouTube, as well as officers of YouTube Philippines and Google. Pangilinan said YouTube channel Bungangera TV has been uploading videos with malicious and libelous content against him and his family. Pangilinan adds, the videos depict him as a person who abuses his wife and children. The Liberal Party chairman added, he included YouTube and Google in his complaint because of their inaction on his numerous complaints. The transport group, whose petition against the PUV modernization program was junked by the Supreme Court, set to file a motion for reconsideration. The High Court had dismissed the petition of Bio Association on a technicality. It noted the petitioner lacked legal standing and disregarded the doctrine of hierarchy of courts. Bio Association said it will file its appeal within this week. And oil prices going down in the second week of March, gasoline prices will fall by 50 centavos per liter, while diesel and kerosene set to be cheaper by 25 to 30 centavos per liter. Industry players saw the inventory in U.S. crude as well as signs of a possible ceasefire in Gaza as factors in the price cuts. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.